where the bathroom is at night. But in now, since I, when I have my air conditioner, I just cool this side of the house. Well, that's the reason I put my night light. Well, if I'd go upstairs now, which it is, upstairs at my daughter's and it's dark. But, and I would say, what? I'm afraid of the dark, which I wasn't, but I'd go up there. What, now, what's the word I should use?
Well, you might say, I can't understand why she's afraid. She...
She's...
Well, the opposite it used to be, you know. I can't understand why she's afraid. She...
She's so brave?
What
would you use?
Now, give me a few examples. When you're talking about somebody and you would say they were kind of queer, a queer person, what does that mean?
Well, the way they would act sometimes, they do funny things, and such as, like I had a friend, she was a young friend. She brought home some steak to cook one night, and so she didn't know where in the world the steak was. She hunted 2 or 3 days, but when she got home, the first thing she did was to go get her silverware out of a place she kept it. And so she got the silverware out, put it on, set the table, and then she said, well, I set my table before I put my steak on. Well, when she got ready to put a steak, no steak. Well, you know where she found the steak?
Where the silverware was.
There too, she smelled something. See, she didn't clean her silver up and put it right back and said there was a steak in the drawer where the silver was. Well, and what would you call it?
She's kind of a...
Now that was, and she was a young woman. I don't know whether you're forgetful or what. Your adult brain.
Would you ever say, when you said he's a queer, what would that mean?
Well, I mean, he was just, I would say it, I reckon queer folks used to be what they call gay now. Don't you imagine it would be? That was my, when I begun to know things, wake up and know things that they thought we shouldn't know. Now, when I look back when they said he was queer, for years I wondered what that meant, but I believe now queer was gay and they were trying to, they didn't know what to say, so they just said queer, and I believe they were gay. See, what do you think?
Okay.
Could have been, couldn't it?
Now, if a man was very sure of his own ways and never wanted to change.
Oh, no.
He was a...
Sot. Plain sot in his mind. Not set, just sot.
Sot in his mind.
Yeah, sot. And then there were two ways they would use that word. And if he drank a lot, he was not sot drunkard, see? Or if he just, you couldn't change him. If he said black was red, you just as well go on and say black was red with him because it was going to be red. So that sot, you were sot in your mind. Mm-hmm.
And a person you couldn't joke with him without him losing his temper.
Oh no, that was my husband. He and I loved a joke, practical joke better than anybody. And it would make him so mad, he would just get plain mad. My oldest daughter was just like him. You could no more play a joke on them than nothing. And I was one of the jokers. I love to get something on somebody. And you were what now?
He was a what kind of fellow? They said he would get...
Well,
he lost his temper real easy.
I just told him he was unreasonable because there was no point in not having a little fun. But he never did like to play. And you dare not play a joke on him. He'd just get hard mad. Hard mad.
When someone was about to lose his temper, you'd tell him, now just keep... Well,
keep you cool. Keep you cool.
Keep calm.
Yeah. Keep calm or keep you cool. Now, I believe the new word is cool, but just calm down. Except they didn't say calm, they said calm down. You see, they pronounced it C-A-M and said C-A-L-M, calm. It was you calm down now.
If you've been working very hard, you say you're very...
Very tired.
If you're very, very tired, you say I'm all...
All whipped. All done in. All done in a whip. We're